This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named April Hanford, APRILHANFORD, date of birth 04/13/1975, date of appointment January 20th, 2025, requesting physician Tammy Capone, TAMMYCAPONE. Dear Tammy Capone, I have the pleasure of seeing April Hanford today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 49-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. For the last few months, she is having numbness and tingling in the feet. No weakness. She is having pain. Sometimes she is having backache and neck pain. She is having a twitching of the body, just like somebody hitting her with a cattle prong. When she goes to sleep, she moves leg to relieve the discomfort. She is in pain for month. She tried lidocaine cream and did not work. Twitching is more frequent. Twitching is uncontrollable. She has a history of a stroke 20 years ago. And another after few months. Right side was weak due to stroke. She has a history of psychosomatic stress induced seizure. In April, she was admitted to the hospital due to the suicide attempts. In August, she had a cholecystectomy. She is seeing endocrinologist for hypothyroidism. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, hypertension, depression, anxiety, stroke, seizure. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy. Allergy to Cipro, medication, bupropion, losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, levothyroxine, montelukast, famotidine, venlafaxine, hydroxyzine, melatonin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette. Drink alcohol once in a month. She is a typist. She is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother disease with lung cancer, father disease in a motor vehicle accident. 2 sisters, 1 having same problem, pain in the joint and diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having convulsion, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, anxiety, joint pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 49-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral neuropathy. Number 2, gait, ataxia. Number 4, number 3, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 4, history of stroke with right-sided weakness. Number 5, psychosomatic stress-induced seizure. Number 6, depression. Number 7, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities, EEG. I advised her to take aspirin 81 milligram PO daily and also Lipitor 10 milligram PO daily. If EEG will be negative, then she need medication for twitching. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.